Slate for June 14th, 2016. I'm Philip Linofo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Chris Sologi.
And I'm Dan Victoria.
E3 day one is pretty much wrapping up as we record this. Well, in Eastern time anyway. It's still a couple hours left of the show floor over in LA, but... yeah, for the rest of us, we're kind of winding down the first day, so we thought it was time to jump back into the recording and talk a little bit about what happened yesterday with Sony and their interesting press conference, and a couple of things that Nintendo had to say today, and just some other random stuff that we might have come across. So you want to... do you want to cover the games that Sony showed first, or the method in which they did it?
We can go either or with that.
Yeah.
Well, I can run down the games, because, I mean, we saw... they opened
there
up
was with, noteworthy stuff, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they opened up with God of War, kind of a reboot of that.
It's actually a sequel.
Yeah?
That's Kratos from the end of God of War 3.
Hmm.
Some years later, sort of learned to control his anger.
Hmm. Barely. Yeah.
Finally got it all out of his system.
Yeah. Well, you can't really be too much more angry after God of War 3. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Wait, so did he become immortal again?
I don't know about that, but there's a good post on the PlayStation blog from Corey Barlog sort of explains the method behind why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Sort of like throughout the first few games, it's him getting essentially betrayed by everybody he loves and making all sorts of bad decisions. And sort of like, what if he starts making good decisions?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give that a read.
Yeah. But it's still kind of a dick.
Well, kind of, but...
yeah.
You know, he definitely sort of believes in the tough love style of parenting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And it also looks like a different, kind of a different style of game than we're used to.
Yeah, it looks like slower paced combat, like a Dark Souls or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta say, it looks really good on the PS4. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. They're actually willing to try something new.
Yeah.
Not just saying, "Hey, we're making the same thing again."
Yeah. Yeah, I think they kind of maybe alluded to the fact that there might be some different Pantheon crossovers. So,
I mean, the troll talks about Valhalla.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Seems like the world has been taken over by something else.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, this is probably one that I'll pick up, on a sale or something, because I don't think I'd pay full price for it, but it does look interesting enough for me to want to play it.
Yeah, God of War was something I wasn't really too crazy about. I mean, I was actually at one of the theater streams, so yeah, I was there with an audience, and that probably got the loudest reaction from the people there.
Yeah.
And for me, it was really ho-hum. I mean, it's not bad. It's just that I feel like Sony is really overdoing these, oh yeah, we have a buddy in a forest kind of games. And, you know, as good as Uncharted and The Last of Us are, I'm starting to get tired of these. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's doing something new with God of War, but it's not doing anything new as far as the gaming spectrum goes. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's that. We also saw The Last Guardian again, this time with a date. So
that was awesome.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Yeah. Well, it looked awesome last year, and it still looks awesome this year, so...
Well, now we know it's a thing.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I like how they waited, like, 5 seconds before they put the date up.
It's like... awkward. Yeah. Oh, there goes Last Guardian again. Oh, shit, the date! Hey, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they may realize the dates for Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2 are actually Fridays.
Yeah.
Hmm. Those come out on the 21st and 28th.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess they're not...
those will be unsocial weekends.
Yeah. I'm not going to cram everything onto a Tuesday anymore, so that's pretty good. So what else was good over at Sony? Horizon Zero Dawn still looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat, you say it like...
I got Zelda vibes off that game like crazy.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Kind of look like a good modern Monster Hunter.
It looked like Z targeting was in full effect. The combat was just, I mean, that was a 3D Zelda game with maybe a few divergent design choices, but that was just everything that I was getting out of that trailer.
Hmm.
To me, it was something along the lines of like Xenoblade Chronicles X with like Tomb Raider. Hmm. I don't know, because there was a whole lot of crafting, something that Zelda hasn't really gotten into yet, but it looks like they will now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good, but
that's, it looks good, definitely.
Still 2017.
Yeah, that's.
That's kind of one
probably
of the
day one purchase, depending on how much they delay it.
Yeah, you think it's going to see another
on the, yeah, that's going to be February 28th. So
yeah,
unless not too it, much longer,
unless it gets delayed again. Yeah, and then right around 2/3 of the way through the show, Hideo Kojima comes out and says, "Hey, this is our new thing," and we see half naked Reedus. So
seems like a follow up to PT somehow.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what they're doing.
I didn't draw any ties to PT.
Hmm.
Oh, because that was like about it's... supposedly his character killed his wife and their unborn child.
Hmm.
So there was potentially the unborn child
hmm.
he was attached to, and then was crawling around invisible.
Hmm.
Is there a blog on this too?
What's that?
Is there a blog on this also?
I don't know.
Okay, this is something that I know absolutely nothing about. So when I saw
I just
it,
watched
I was like,
the trailer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's Norman Reedus. So, yeah, that's really all I got from it.
Yeah. Yeah, very very well rendered Norman Reedus. So I'll just point that out.
I don't know. I thought he looked a little fat in that.
we'll just trim the polygons down a bit. Let's see, that's what we saw. Yeah.
Cerny's involved in that project too.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Kojima and Cerny. I mean, only good things could happen there. So, be one to look forward to. But that's like, if that's 2017, that's like far 2017.
Yeah,
yeah. Not expecting to see very much of that one for a while. Hmm. And then we saw Insomniac.
Yes, 4.5.
Yeah, Insomniac doing Spider-Man, and. Okay.
The rumor that's was that it first... was going to be Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Yes. It's interesting. That's the first licensed game Insomniac has made.
Yeah.
All the rest of theirs have been original stuff.
Hmm. Well, if it's kind of like in the vein of the Spider-Man Neversoft games, I'd be okay with that.
Might be in the vein of Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah. Whatever they choose to do. I mean, it's we definitely need a good Spider-Man game. Because Activision hasn't been providing that.
No.
They don't have any more B-tier developers to throw it at.
Yeah, they closed them all.
That being said, if it was anything like Sunset Overdrive, I think they'd want to go for a more broad Marvel Universe type of approach.
Hmm.
That
what they
could
want
be
to
fun.
Do. I mean, they've already confirmed that it has nothing to do with the movie coming out next year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good. Hmm. Yeah, because I don't have very high hopes for that movie, given the other two that I watched.
Well, more than that, we just need more gaming content based in the broader Marvel universe and, you know, the comic universe, rather than just stuff to support the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be...
I'm not too crazy about the White Spider, though.
Nah, no, not really. It's an interesting stylistic choice, but I don't know.
It was a weird suit. Not sure what I think of it.
Yeah.
They'll probably give you lots of suits.
Yeah, yeah. If you want that's them. Probably one thing you'd be able to do.
Get some Iron Spider action going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool to have like a big developer, since the last one I think we could think of is Neversoft back on the PS1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were good times too.
Yeah.
I actually never played any of those games, so it's going to be interesting for me.
Yeah. Those were pretty fun. Even the PS2.
Okay, Danrib.
Yeah.
Your job is to go on eBay and grab those now.
Oh, yeah, they're super cheap. Well, except for the original Spider-Man on PS1. That's actually pretty expensive now.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently it didn't have a huge production run. So
right back, guys.
Yeah. So we can continue with Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, the game that has two titles.
And the demo has the subtitle "Beginning Hour."
Yeah,
might just be the demo thing.
Yeah, probably. It looked like Resident Evil, kind of mixed with I don't know. I kind of maybe want to say a little bit of Eternal Darkness, maybe a little bit of Outlast going on in there too.
Yeah,
maybe. But
did they say it was a VR title?
Yeah, front to end, you can play it in VR. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's based off of their kitchen VR demo they had previously.
Hmm.
As they kept alluding to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Constantly from the beginning to like the weird VHS stuff.
Yeah. It looked,
looks like a cool new direction, because last time we saw them, they were trying to make a game with campaigns for everybody.
Yeah. And that didn't go so well. we'll see how Capcom handles that.
It's out in January 24th.
Yeah, I think the demo's available now.
Yeah, demo's out now.
So you can play that. And we finally got some news on Crash Bandicoot. They announced that they're doing HD remakes of Crash 1, 2, and Warped.
That's the good news.
Along with the Skylanders figure that they're doing.
Yeah.
It looks real stupid.
Yeah, it looks
so the rumor was true, that's just not the whole truth.
Yeah. Now, can I just express my gripe about this?
What is that?
So these three HD remakes are apparently coming out this year, from what they said.
This year?
Apparently. I don't know. Either way, if you're announcing three HD remakes, why are you showing us Skylanders? Show us some of that, please.
Oh, I'm sure it was all part of the deal.
Yeah, but still.
Activision was probably like, you can't outclass our stupid thing.
Yeah.
We just gave up, and now you're just going to be able to make any Skylander you want.
Yeah. Let's get a PS4 Skylanders figure. It's just the PS4, you sit on the thing. Doesn't do anything other than continually update its firmware.
Hey, you thought the cocaine-addled Crash models from the Xbox 360 era were bad. There's now the Skylanders thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... yeah, I was kind of sad.
It's like a Disney World style costume.
Yeah.
Look for him.
Yeah.
Here he is with a big, dumb, stupid face.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not pleased to say that to her.
Yeah, focus on the good. We're getting the original trilogy back.
Yeah. Fully HD remastered on PS4. So that's the good news.
Maybe opens the door to a franchise revival.
Probably, because if they had enough, if they could get the license to do remakes of the first three, chances are they probably have the IP, even though they said they don't. So
they're just licensing it from Activision, like...
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Did for Shenmue.
Yeah. So,
like, hey, we're not going to do anything here.
Yeah.
So
now, if they can just price Spyro, at least we'll be in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was had the same treatment as Crash, except at the beginning of this whole thing.
Yeah. And one of the other newer games that Sony showed off was Days Gone. More
That's
zombies.
The new Ben Studio game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast zombies.
Yeah,
like the amount they had in those crowds was kind of crazy.
Yeah,
especially as they're kind of like crawling all over.
Get so spry.
Yep.
Since 28 days later.
Yeah. Yeah. Looked good. I mean, if you're a PS4 owner and you're kind of bummed that you don't get Dead Rising, this might be a good alternative for you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That seems interesting.
Yeah. It looks very good. And then what else do we get? Yeah. Lots of PS4, PS4, PlayStation VR launch date. So now you know when you're going to get charged, Chris. And
October 13th.
Yeah, October 13th. And you're also going to get a whole bunch of different games to be able to play. They showed a pretty substantial...
they showed some nice, dumb, little experience things.
Yeah.
The Final Fantasy 15, where you got the one dude just wearing it while he's fighting some dude. It's like, okay, I get this is a cool vibe.
Yeah.
You guys get this is supposed to be dumb anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you get it from the rest of the game.
I mean, even the mainstream audience thinks that's stupid, so I don't know what they're doing there.
Yeah. Yeah, Final Fantasy 15 is probably going to land like a rock. And...
It is a huge dud at E3 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that demo was a bad one at the Xbox press conference. like we said with Scalebound, like, don't do boss demos unless you got a really unique boss to fight.
Yeah.
If you're just wailing on a dude and eventually his weak spot pops up, that's not an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, at least with Scalebound, the guy was able to jump on a dragon and do some killing there, but Final Fantasy 15, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, if they drove that Batmobile car into the dude, then we got a demo. Just sits there, turns into pilot mode and just starts flying into him.
Yeah. But,
so what do you think? Have they run the hype into the ground, or are we looking at a possible Spirits Within situation?
Yeah.
They're just going to hemorrhage money on this?
I think so.
I think they have a potential for it to actually turn out good. It'll just be everybody will be thinking it's crap. I don't know. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I do foresee the game probably being good. It's just weird right now.
It's
that mantra that's been in place ever since Sakaguchi left. It's good as a video game. It's bad as Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is we've just had vertical slices.
Honestly.
Yeah, we've had the vertical slices, so it's hard to tell what the game is.
Yeah.
What's your minute to minute thing?
Yeah, I don't really know.
What's an hour of gameplay like in that game? There's that Batman VR thing, which what they call it is it's more of a story thing, but it's a murder mystery involving the Joker.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be surprised if it's like the Killing Joke. They do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that totally sounded like Mark Hamill. They're going to go all out with the production. I don't know about the game itself.
Yeah.
There was that, Farpoint, the first-person shooter thing.
Yeah.
Which, with that,
pretty good.
The blog post, they actually showed off a special gun controller for that type of game. It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. Is that one of those that you, like, put the move into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the move and sort of looks like a facsimile of like an assault rifle, which is like a big giant white tube looking thing.
Makers are going to have fun customizing those.
Yeah. I still have that sharpshooter move thing from last gen. Yeah. I wonder if I could try that out.
That will probably work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of basically what it is, except you put like a little navigation controller in it.
Yeah.
It's because like it's got it built in.
Yeah.
What are their VR? There's Here They Lie. They announced afterwards. It's a horror game.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah. Just post here. What's they show? RE7. They got a big post that's like recaps with just blurbs about a ton of different games they got in their booth.
Mm.
All that. There's VR stuff in there.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's going to be quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
So, the Runic guys are making one of them.
Yeah.
Hob, it's called. Which is interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a pretty solid launch as far as PlayStation VR goes. You're actually going to have some stuff to play, and not just, a tech demo disc. So that's good.
Yep. Week of my birthday, I'm probably going to treat myself.
Yeah. So that's, mostly pretty much the games that they announced.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us to the elephant in the room, and that's just their presentation.
They left an hour and a very strong list of games that we already know about that probably should have had a chance to take a bow at E3 on the table. I started out kind of confused and upset when the show ended, and I only got more and more pissed the more I thought about it. And
so what was missing?
Gran Turismo Sport, King of Fighters 14, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky is out in a couple weeks. A few weeks here.
It should have taken a bow. I mean,
I don't think we need that another press conference.
Update on Final Fantasy VII Remake. Update on Shenmue 3. Nier. You know, I Am Setsuna is out next month.
Yeah.
There was so much that they could have piled into that and gotten...
Yeah, if they want to go 3 hours long, they could fit everything in.
Well, no,
I think eventually you have to kind of cut things off and say, hey, we're going to be showing more here throughout the day on our streams. We put more stuff on PlayStation blog, and we got other press conferences later on in the year.
I firmly believe that a hardware manufacturer's press conference should go a solid 2 hours and be reasonably comprehensive for both their short-term and long-term pipelines.
I mean, sure, but especially Sony's got four press conferences over the next 6 months.
But
they got this, they got TGS, Gamescom or Paris Games Week, and PlayStation Experience.
E3 is
about a couple
though.
Months, though.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, E3 is the one time of the year where you know for a fact that you have the undivided attention of your customers.
Yeah, but I think they realize they can spread it out a little bit. People will generally be fine.
Like, I went into this feeling good about being a PS4 owner, and I still feel good about being a PS4 owner, but the press conference didn't influence me in any way. Here was a bunch of shit that either I didn't care about or in all likelihood found impressive, but I'm going to wait on until it's $20. And it really felt like I was watching a press conference from the early days of the PS3.
Yeah, for me it was more a sense that Sony didn't really think they had to work very hard for this one. You know, they're the number one platform holder at this point. That's undisputed. And, you know, I just felt like, well, they kind of phoned it in. It's like, as soon as I saw that live orchestra, I was like, yeah, this is going to be one of those. Yeah. Because you only do that when you want to take away attention from something else. And just ask Samsung. They have a lot of experience with that kind of thing. Look up Samsung Unpacked 2013 on YouTube if you want to have an idea of what I'm talking about.
The
other thing is that getting all those other games involved with the press conference would have also given them many more opportunities to say 2016.
Yeah. It's like,
you want that.
Yeah, you could have had some indies on there. I don't think that it's... maybe a couple of those games were by indie developers, but not many of them. It's like...
Yeah, it seemed like they didn't want to overstay their welcome with any one bit.
Yeah.
They kind of showed their either the trailer or talked about a little bit or their demo.
They only really overstayed their welcome when Kazuhiro's on there blathering on about sales figures.
Yeah.
Well, this was like, you know.
Speaking of Kazuhiro, he wasn't there.
No. Neither was Shu.
Yep.
I'm sure Shu was in the audience.
Mean, the way I look at it is Sony, or in particular PlayStation, has two main audiences, both of them as hardcore as the other. You have your Eastern audience, which pretty much made the brand what it was with the PS1 and the PS2.
Hey, that's
then
me.
Then you have your Western audience, which they actually gained as a result of, you know, trying to catch up with the Xbox 360 in that era. And what we saw last night was pretty much just catering to the Western audiences. I mean, I made a Facebook status post yesterday saying, Sony forgot they were Japanese.
Yeah.
And by that I mean that nothing they showed was Japanese aside from the fact that, you know, Kojima was there. And I was like, oh,
well, Resident
okay.
Evil was...
I mean, Yeah. My qualms with the whole presentation were pretty much in the sense where it just felt like, okay, cool, this is an expo in America, so we'll show Americans what they like. But yeah. At the same time, you know, well, we're not seeing what made the PlayStation brand what it is, except for Crash Bandicoot, yeah. Which I have to say was also a pretty cool announcement.
Yeah.
Was the press conference bad? No. But I felt like, you know, it wasn't a full-on PlayStation press.
No, it wasn't. I mean, like, I can actually, like, break it down in terms of how they actually formatted it. It was basically, you had the orchestral introduction, then you had awkward toss to trailers, you had a few trailers, then another orchestral introduction, another awkward toss, some more trailers, then Hideo Kojima came out, and then some more trailers. Then you had the orchestral introduction again, awkward toss to trailers, and then more trailers. And that's pretty much how they ended it.
And a lot of those trailers should have been full features on the stage.
Yeah, they really should have. It's like, you went to a theater to see this, to see this dad rep. So it's like, you basically spent the entire hour watching trailers, and did you ever get the sense like there was just something missing? Like there was no life to the presentation. None of the developers were there. It was just, you know, it was just kind of a conference by the numbers without really any personality to it.
Danrib,
thank you, Tap.
I think we lost them.
Oh, yeah. I think that's another matter entirely, because this guy spent 4 hours driving total for a 1 hour press conference.
Yeah.
So that was my, it's just, I don't know. It just felt lifeless. Like I said before, I wouldn't have a problem with a press conference being an hour or an hour and a half, whatever they chose to do, even if they chose to do it shorter like that. If it at least, had some life to it. I keep going back to that word, but that's really what it boils down to. There was just none of it.
Not like a show expecting you to come back for streams and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Get more content, more things to look at.
Yeah.
Be interested in.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age, that's another one that should have been there.
Yeah, they could have showed that.
They announced it ahead of time when they do that sort of stuff, as because they're probably not going to be at the press conference. Say we need our 15 minutes of fame right now.
Yeah.
Still should have been there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So that was Sony.
That just wants that person that's got the big sign just saying, Final Fantasy 12!
Yeah. Yeah. I like the four or five people that were really, really loud at the end of the conference who were chanting Sony rules.
There are people like that in every single conference.
Yeah.
There's a person going nuts with the Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
People do that during Ubisoft.
Yeah. There's always Microsoft. Those people. It's just fun to see them because at least
I think most of them have to be like employees. I think the Elder Scrolls Online people have to be on that team.
Yeah.
It's like, probably. This is our game. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make sure every time it's talked about, I'm going to scream.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Sony.
Yeah.
Solid lineup of games. Kind of maybe need to rethink doing how they did that presentation.
It wasn't packaged well at all.
Yeah. It's not the content that we have a problem with. It's just the how you show it off. Yeah. Then this morning we saw some stuff from Nintendo. Spent a good deal of time talking about Pokemon Sun and Moon, which I didn't
like
see,
it.
So you'll have to kind of fill me in on that.
Well, the guy had a moon-themed Hawaiian shirt. I saw that. I was like, that's a little on the nose, isn't it?
It looks like the evolution that the series has needed to take pretty much since the DS launched, except for the fact that it's still not on a console. Like, it looks more like a proper modern RPG.
Yeah.
Than the past games in the series, but yeah, it's still relegated to handheld, and I can understand why it is. But you know, we've talked about how last year Sony had that trifecta that just made everybody's dreams come true. The proper console Pokemon RPG is kind of an item off that list. It's one of those things that people have in their back of the back of their minds as something that could happen, even though it's kind of a long shot.
Yeah.
But, you know, for what it is, Sun and Moon looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been out of the series for quite a while, and I was kind of salty about not knowing about the re-releases of legendaries that have been going on all year.
Yeah.
Until I had already missed several of them, and that kind of pissed me off to the point where I decided not to get back into it. But
yeah, maybe get your console Pokemon with the NX.
Yeah,
that is the hybrid thing.
Yeah, or Pokemon Go and get it with, get everything with your phone.
Yeah. Or you get run over. But...
no, you get run over trying to get your Pikachu.
If you can actually link Sun and Moon with Pokemon Go, that would be game-changing.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got a feeling there's probably going to be some interesting things going on with that.
Connectivity.
Yeah. So I guess that was Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what they spent the most time talking about, and they're still talking about right as like as we record this, they're still streaming, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Yeah, they're really, really hoping we like this game, and judging by what I've seen of it so far, yeah, I'm kinda really want to play it, but I don't want to buy a Wii U to play it.
You can buy the next thing.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an issue for them. Because there are a lot of people that waited on the Wii U. And,
for this game, and then yeah, for this game. They undercut it.
Yeah. Kind of undercut themselves. I mean, the only thing that would really convince me to get a Wii U is if I can get the all their Mario games and stuff really cheap. But that's not going to happen because Nintendo games never really go down in value. So, yeah, there was a lot of good gameplay stuff that was shown with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I am still the iron-fisted 3D Zelda hater that I've been all along, but I've kind of chilled out a bit on it in recent years. I thought Skyward Sword was decent for what it was. If a game has to be cut from the same cloth as Ocarina of Time, at least this is one that gives due deference to the games that came before it as well. And I just love that there was absolutely no tutorial. You just got out of that first room that you're in, and there's Hyrule. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked really, really nice from even for a Wii U game. It was like, yeah, quite stunning looking.
And you got an overworld that isn't just an empty field.
No, there was quite a bit going on. And maybe that's what the extra delay was and just populating all of that.
Yeah, players are going to need to explore this. They're going to need to learn it.
Yep.
And yeah, that was
crazy. Trinan and Anuma have gone on record to say, like, that's not even 10% of them. So I think people at E3 are only being given 15 minutes to try out one of the two demos they have. One of them being the beginning of the game, and then the other one being, you know, just a chance to explore what's called the plateau or something.
Mm.
And from what I've seen, like, it all looks great. Lack of another way of saying it. Yeah. It's funny though, because a lot of the newer features are things that are, you know, not really something to really brag about, like a jump button. A jump button hasn't been around since Zelda 2.
Yeah.
And then you also
there was an item that gave you jump and some.
Oh yeah, yeah, the rock feather. I remember that one too. And then what else was there? Climbing. So you can pretty much climb anything. You have the stamina to do it. And then there's also sliding with your shield. I was watching some of the Treehouse earlier where Link was actually hang gliding. And then jumps onto a snowy slope with his shield at his feet and just snowboarding from there. And I was like, oh, fuck. There he goes. Yeah.
So there's the Wii U version of Steep.
Kind of.
Throw in some Kensuke Kimachi and boom.
Yeah, was it really... was really nice just how varied that environment was. It's not just the plains. I mean, there was a lot going on. And, yeah, I kind of appreciated that. And I think this game's going to do pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to see some fresh ideas in this series.
Yeah.
Not just kind of playing the same game over and over again.
Yeah. And I think Z-targeting is still there, but, I mean, that's a mechanic that works. So just use it.
Yeah. That's just lock-on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only way they're getting out from under Z targeting is if they go back to like a top down method like a Link Between Worlds, which is the Zelda game I want on a console, but it's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
We get 3DS virtual console on NX.
Hmm.
You can play a Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
That's probably likely, actually.
The one thing that I would have liked, I don't know if they'll eventually add it or if it's already in there, is, you know, Skyward Sword receives a lot of flack for its motion-based gameplay.
Mm.
But, you know, that game really did a good job with differentiating the style of combat with horizontal and vertical slashes.
Yeah.
And, no other 3D Zelda game did that except for Skyward Sword. And I'm hoping it sort of makes its way into the new one, but we'll see from there. But... from what it looks like, the game has pretty much become a survival game now. You can't find hearts in the grass. You can't find items in the grass. Link has to actually kill and scavenge whatever you can to make things. So that's pretty cool.
Hmm.
There's stealth in this?
I don't know about that. Probably is.
Yeah. They had a whole segment on their stream where they would discuss stealth.
Okay, because I saw like a montage of some things that were going on.
Yeah.
And stealth was in there. I was like, okay, that's cool.
I mean, considering changing clothes is a big thing in the game, I wouldn't be surprised to see that it is.
Yeah. Is there other zombies?
Probably.
So, yeah.
Skeleton zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, they have iPads in there now. They might as well throw in zombies.
iPads? Okay.
So, yeah it was like made by the Sheikah, which is totally awesome.
So, alright, so that was pretty much what Nintendo had been showing off. It was nice to see that they didn't really put too much focus on Metroid Prime Federation Force. That was probably a smart idea.
And by that we mean not mentioning it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they haven't done a good job promoting it, but Nintendo has an online going on with their digital games, and these are pretty damn good prices. There's games up to 40% off. Most of the Zelda series, Pokemon Rumble, Pokemon Pinball, Smash Brothers is $26.
Yeah, if you get your My Nintendo account attached to your Nintendo Network account, you get an extra couple percent off.
Yeah.
So it's like 46% off for some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they really want to push people to go digitally, so they give you a console that only has 32 gigs of space. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. External hard drives, folks. They're cheap. Get them. Kind of solves
that problem.
That's something
they can't do with the NX.
Yeah, they have to have they have to include a hard drive in there.
Because, yeah, this Wii U just has flash storage.
Yep.
Which is affordable.
I guess. Yeah.
And then they bottleneck it with a screen gamepad.
Yeah. So what else we got? Saw a little bit more of King of Fighters 14 because
SNK had a stream.
Yeah, SNK had a stream, and they basically didn't really actually say anything. Nothing new, anyway. Just stuff that we've already seen. I don't think they showed any new characters or anything of that nature. Just saying, hey, it's coming out in a couple months.
Yeah.
So what's the King of Fighters station? You know what that is?
That was the stream.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing some more streams, I guess, during E3.
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw it on the PlayStation YouTube account. It has a thing called King of Fighters Station Volume 1.
Yeah,
that was the conference today.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't that sure if that was like a new line of maybe KOF games on PSN or something.
It was entirely in Japanese, that's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
No, it was subtitled.
Oh, was it? Yeah, that far.
Yeah, it was a couple of the voice actors, Oda and a few of the team members, and then a few tournament players, and they went over the 12 characters that were added in the 36-character build. And then played a bunch of games amongst themselves using those characters in particular. Phil, you might be interested in this because King and Nakaruru are in that mix. So,
yeah. Both characters I like to play. Yeah, if one thing I wanted to kind of point out is Nakaruru's, you may know, well, Pat, I know Pat knows, but Chris and Danner might not. One of her main attacks is she kind of sets her bird on the on your opponent. Yeah, if they had actually gone with a realistic way of depicting the flight of the bird, that would make her so OP.
Yeah.
Because the bird would basically have to be circling the entire time.
Yeah.
So you know, you'd have pretty much half the time where it would be behind your opponent. Yeah, that would be bad.
And that sort of slide attack that she's had all along.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a follow-up to it now where she pokes out another attack and hops and back dashes. So now it's not just... Now it's not just really good, it's safe.
Yeah, safe, and you could probably do a low bird and actually block your opponent off as you're diving back. So, yeah, that'd be interesting. Let's see, what else we got? Yeah, that's coming out in, what, August something?
End of August.
End of August. Unless 23rd. It gets delayed again. We always have to say 23rd
for North America, 25th for Japan.
Yeah, we always have to say unless it gets delayed again.
Yeah,
you just never know anymore.
Yeah.
And then see what we've seen a little bit more of Gran Turismo Sport, even though Sony chose not to really show it on their press conference.
And that one was just baffling because it hasn't been featured at E3. It wasn't. It wasn't really a thing last year, so
yeah,
it really should have gotten some stage time.
Yeah, I think GameSpot's gonna have them on at some point. I'll have to check the schedule because would be nice to see some more of that. There's some direct feed footage floating around, so you can go check that out.
GT Planet has it.
Yeah,
yeah. We need a cheat sheet of all the games that are there.
Yeah, it's
because I don't even know what's.
it's hard. I mean, GameSpot used to have they used to do that.
I love that grid system they used to have where it was like news, screenshots, and videos.
Yeah.
And it would just, it was like reading a message board because whenever something new was added, it'd get bumped to the top. And then you'd see there was a check mark on every type of media that it had, and it was a gray check mark if it wasn't new. Yeah. It was a gold check mark if it was new, and you could just parse it that way, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know why they ever moved away from that. It pisses me off.
Yeah, because now they have just like this post where it's like 11 pages of just 11 pages of just a slideshow, basically, with blurbs for each game.
Yes, Square Enix just sent out an email today of their E3 lineup.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's what's all here. It's like, okay. Just wait till today.
Yeah.
Blurred.
They did say that there's going to be some stuff that they haven't talked about yet.
Yeah.
Valentino Rossi, the game.
Really?
MotoGP. And VR. Okay.
Actually, I could see that.
Black
happening,
the Fall. Black Fall. Atmospheric side-scrolling action-adventure game for PC and digital consoles. It's in a dark and oppressive land inspired by the Sand Sailor team's upbringing in communist Romania. That's Square Enix Collective.
Yeah. That's what else we're talking about.
Oh. Turing Test.
Oh.
It's an actual game they have coming.
Tokyo RPG Factory.
Wait, what?
Doesn't look like they've said anything new yet.
Near Automata.
Hmm.
Kingdom Hearts Unchained X, or Unchained Key.
Hmm.
That's the
an iOS game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that last year.
It unlocks a new story connected to Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. I love the reaction to that one last year when they showed it. It was like Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, mobile. Oh.
How does a mobile game how does its development cycle live to see two E3s? They got to get that done.
Yeah. Well, it must be done by now. Jeez.
It says it's available now.
Yeah. So you can download it for your iPad and, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be in Kingdom Hearts 2.9 HD.
2.9?
2.8. 2.96. Oh, 2.8's one's coming out. They're going to be 2.9 before Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out. I'll put that in
God
there.
God damn it, Kingdom Hearts.
Jesus.
Some anime. Did
say that?
No. I'm just...
Yeah, the thing of it is you say that as a joke, and like we all believe you because...
Yeah, if it's... You can't bullshit us with stuff like that when it's actually feasible.
And when they got a product called Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
Oh, God.
That is the full name.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, I guess pretty much it for us as far as first day coverage goes. We're going to be digging into trailers and stage demos and all kinds of good stuff over the next couple of days. And
we have to do actual digging.
Yeah, we really do, because we're not there.
We have to crawl up the internet's actual asshole
to
get the information that we're looking for, because it's just not out there anymore. It's not...
Yeah, we have to do that.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be made easier, guys.
Yeah. But, yep. Yeah, so Thursday we'll have our kind of recap show where we basically go over what was interesting to us, the trends that we noticed, and then Friday we get drunk, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
On Let's Weekend.
I think YouTube is going to be
really
the trend.
Need it this year.
Yeah.
Everybody streams. That's it.
Yeah, everybody did stream this year. That's actually kind of a thing now. And it's making things even more difficult for us, because, can only watch one stream at a time. So
one thing I gotta add before we sign off, even though Nintendo only talked about two games, it was such a refreshing atmosphere compared to all the other shows that came before it this year that... like I just sat down and started watching the Nintendo stream, and it was like I was home at E3. It was it just felt like, you know, these are a couple of games, you know, they're not featuring a ton of stuff, but these are a couple games that are right there and at the heart of why I am a gamer, and I could just spend hours upon hours upon days playing these.
And you likely will.
There was one time during Nintendo's, you know, endless Zelda stream that I fell asleep, not because I was bored, but because I was comfortable. And that was
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
We talk about it all the time. You know, sometimes we just need games we can chill to, and everything that Nintendo showed are those kinds of games.
Yeah. Yes.
And it wasn't just that they were showing those kinds of games. It was the atmosphere that they were showing it in was very, 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 very relaxed.
Yes.
You had the hosts who were very personable. You know, they were.
Yeah, they weren't fake.
They
had legit impressions without swearing, though. That was the only thing.
Yeah.
So a lot to appreciate there. It'll be a lot different tomorrow, though, because they're. From what I'm seeing, there's going to be some announcements that I guess weren't heard of before. I mean, this morning, they announced Party Game that no one knew about. So,
that's going to be inadvertently.
Yeah, inadvertently.
That's because nobody on this side of the Pacific Ocean cares about a 3DS multiplayer game.
Yeah.
That's Japan only right there.
Yeah. So, anyways. All right, so I think we'll call it a night for tonight. I'm Filippo Granolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
Chris Sologi.
And I'm Dan Revictoria.
See you in a couple days.